noise. 希伯来书第九章 ，Hebrews chapter 9。 我哋今日我哋睇希伯来书第九章嘅时候咧，我想你谂一谂，有冇人睇电视广告嘅 ？Do any of you ever watch commercials on TV？ 你会睇电视广告，你会见到好多嘅系买清洁用品嘅广告，系咪 ？If you watch the commercials, you see a lot of commercials talk about buying cleaning things。系洗衣粉啊，清洁剂啊，用肤品唔系 ，you know the dishwasher detergent, the laundry detergent, scrubbing stuff。你睇呢啲嘅清洁用品咧，哇 ，bang bang bang！ 通常咧，佢会系广告会讲得好犀利嘅，好似以前啲清洁用品唔够用嘅。You know the commercials make it sound so amazing, like the old cleaning stuff doesn't work。You know, 所以成日听到咧。强化的或者是新配方的清洁剂的或者全新的一抹就干净晒的 you know they say oh it's new and improved it's more and better you know it's all the greater stuff than the old stuff 有讲过呢啲人喺度係咁抹呀抹呀擦呀擦都出晒汗呀都抹唔甩个污渍跟住呢一噴少少嘢好轻松哇！衣咁快冇咗嘅 ，you know you got these commercials, you know they're scrubbing and rubbing, you get all sweaty and you know working so hard to get it clean and it's still dirty, and then you know you just squirt it with a little bit of this new improved stuff and just wipe it and as clean as you can be. 小心，广告好多系假嘅，买翻嚟都唔系咁嘅。Be careful, you know, the commercials are often deceiving because you buy this product, you bring it home, and it doesn't work like it did on the commercial. 今日嘅人咧就好惊污糟嘅。You know, people today are so afraid of being dirty. 有冇留意到咧？自从沙士之后，人人都周围有洗手液啊。以前冇人用洗手液喎。If you notice how after SARS, everybody's got the hand cleaning lotion. Before that, nobody had it. Alright? 又去到边度？啜啜啜！又惯咗咧，去好多地方咧，冇嘢嘅，冇嘢嘅。You know, you go all over and they got these little machines. You put your hand over there and it squirts out this stuff. You know, to clean you. Some of the places they forget to fill it, and there's nothing there. You get a little upset. Hey, no, 洗洗手都唔洗得。Then you get upset. I want to wash my hands, but I can't. You know.你搭飛機去世界各地有個好奇怪嘅現象。你無論去邊度翻嚟咧，你知道你翻到香港嘅，知唔知點解 ？If you're on the plane, no matter where you go in the world, and you when you come back home, you always know you're in Hong Kong. Do you know why? 因為一到香港機場，周圍啲人戴口罩，世界其他地方冇人戴口罩。Because as soon as you arrive in the Hong Kong airport, everybody's got a face mask. Nobody wears face masks in any other airports. 我呢次咧，啱啱九月份喺美國翻嚟咧，喺美國翻嚟咧就搭飛機由韓國嚟到香港嗰程咧，我上飛機先，咁我坐窗口，跟住我隔離有個女士坐。When I was coming back from the United States in September this time, in Korea.I had the flight from Korea to Hong Kong, and I had a window seat, and I got on the plane first, and then a lady sat down next to me. 那個女士是很厲害的，戴著口罩上飛機， and she had her face mask on, and 跟住呢，她拿濕紙巾出來，抹。And then she pulled out her wet tissues and she started wiping. 咁佢先係洗手洗面 ，and first she wiped her hands and her face. 跟住佢又洗嗰張凳嗰啲手棒，即係扶手。And then she started wiping the headrests in the plane. 跟住佢抹下嗰個熒光幕啊。And then she wiped off the you know the screen. You know every seat has a TV in front of you. 跟住佢抹下嗰食。食飯台 ，and then she wiped off all the， 跟住佢抹後邊張凳啊，自己張凳啊，想咪抹埋我 ，and then she started wiping off the chair in front of her, the one behind her, and she wanted to wipe me。哦，我唔敢同佢講，因為嗰陣時我肺炎啊 ，OK， 一同佢講，佢心臟病死埋。I was afraid to talk to her because I had pneumonia and I thought if I opened my mouth she'd have a heart attack。其实我哋外表清洁得好好，有咩方法去清洁个心？
So we clean the our outside exterior so well, but what method can we use to clean the inside heart?
我哋今日喺希伯来书，我有个好消息话嚟听。耶稣嘅血洗净人嘅心。
This morning, as we look at this passage, we see a great message that the blood of Christ cleans our sin.
耶稣嘅血可以洗干净我哋嘅心。所以我哋今日喺呢度咧，就要睇第十一节至到十五节。
So let's look at verse 11 to 15.
九章十一节至到十五节。
但现在在基督已经来到，作了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛虱的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，胜了永远赎罪的事。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛牛犊的灰，晒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人圣洁圣啊成圣，身体洁净，何况基督藉着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死行，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他作了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人罪前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。
一起祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们今天在这里看到你的血能够洗干净我们的心，求主给我们很明白很清楚知道耶稣你的宝血 的作用的，以致我们可以相信你跟随你。我们多谢主，听我们祷告奉主名求， Amen。 这个我们看得到，这个经文讲得很清楚，耶稣的血洗净我们的罪。
This passage tells us so clearly that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from sin.
我们的罪是需要得清洁，
and our sin needs to be cleansed.
是只有耶稣的血可以洗干净我们的心。
And only the blood of Jesus can cleanse our heart.
你看到旧约圣经呢，旧约圣经的时候呢，那个献祭呢是不能够赦免罪，只能够呢去遮盖罪。
You know, in the Old Testament, all the offerings and all the sacrifices could not forgive sin. It would only cover sin.
它只是遮盖的罪，变了呢它每次要再献祭，犯一次罪就要 献祭，再犯罪又要再献祭。
So every time they sinned, they'd have to make a sacrifice. And they'd make another sin, they have to make another sacrifice.
因为它旧约圣经的献祭只是遮盖罪，不是洗干净我们的罪。
Because the Old Testament, the sacrifice was only covering our sins, it was not forgiving our sins.
我们在这个经文，我们看得到耶稣的宝血可以洗干净人的心。
But here it says that the blood of Jesus can clean you and set you free.
我们要补充的，耶稣是神，是吧？
We need to make it clear that Jesus is God.
我们相信三一真神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，三位一体的神。
We believe in the Trinity, the triune God. There's only one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one God.
不是三个神，是一个神。
We don't believe in three gods, we believe in one God.
耶稣来到世界是神来到人间，
and Jesus coming to earth was God himself coming to earth.
跟着耶稣的宝血为我们献上，
and then Jesus gave his blood as our sacrifice.
我们看回第一节至到第四节。
Look at verse 1 to 4.
你在第一节至到第四节是讲圣殿里面的东西。
And if you look at verse 1 to 4, it's talking about the things in the temple. 猶太人嗰個聖殿 ，the Jewish Temple in Jerusalem， 佢裏邊咧有個聖所同埋至聖所。It says that there's an outer chamber and an inner chamber, the holy place and the holy of holy place。咁佢中間係隔住有一個幔子，有個幕 ，and in between they're separated by the veil。第三節話我哋聽，嗰個幔子又係將第一層同埋第二層分開，叫至聖所。And in verse 3 it says that that veil separated the inner chamber from the outer chamber。第四節話有金爐，金香爐有包金嘅約櫃咧，櫃裏邊有瑪拿咧，有亞倫嘅杖咧，同埋兩塊約板。And then in verse 4 it says that there, you know, there's a golden lampstand, there's the Ark of the Covenant, and inside the Ark of the Covenant there's manna, Aaron's rod, and the tablets of the law. Now, 其實呢啲講緊乜嘢話我哋聽？呢啲話我哋聽，人同神係有個隔膜。What it's telling us is that there's a separation between God and man. 可能你都感受到有呢個隔膜。And maybe you've felt this separation. 好似我點都係搭唔到神嗰度嘅。It's like I can't approach God. 好似神同我又分開咗。It's like God and I were separated for some reason. 呢個係個幔子，係將我哋同神分開，係我哋嘅罪將我哋嘅分開。It's not the veil that's separating us, it's our sin that's separating us from God. 因為人有罪，我哋冇辦法親近神。It's because we have sin that we cannot approach God. 呢三樣嘢喺約櫃裏邊象徵人嘅罪，你知唔知？ The three things inside the ark represent our sin. 因為呢個瑪拿咧，代表以色列人喺曠野埋怨神，做乜都埋怨。The manna in the ark represents that the children of Israel in the wilderness were just complaining and murmuring all the time. 跟住亞倫發杖嘅發芽嘅杖咧，代表以色列人叛逆，因为他叛逆摩西和亚伦的带领，于是神是要解决亚伦的杖，是代表人的叛逆。 And so then the rod of Aaron represents the children of Israel and how they were rebellious as they rebelled against the leadership of Moses and Aaron, and God had to deal with that. This rod represents their rebellion.跟住兩塊法板咧，約櫃嘅板咧，係代表咩？人嘅失敗，因為人冇辦法守約。And then the two tablets of the law represented what? They represent man's inability to keep his part of the law. That's what we talked about last week.所以神望落去圣殿至圣所里边，系见到呢三样嘢，见到人嘅叛逆、人嘅失败、人嘅埋怨。And so when God looks into the temple and He sees in the ark, He sees these three things: man's rebellion, man's inability to keep the law, and man's murmuring, man's sin. 但系你睇埋第二，跟住第五节 ，But look at verse 5.在第五節的時候呢，他說櫃上面有榮耀基路伯的影像，著施恩座，這幾件是我現在不能一一細說。 But then in verse 5 it says that there is the mercy seat with the cherubims on top of it. Mercy seat, 神的施恩座，这个是那个约柜上面的盖。 And the mercy seat is like the lid for the Ark of the Covenant. 这个盖上面好像有个宝座，有两个天使在这里。 And the lid of this Ark of the Covenant, it has two little angels on it and a little throne. So it's called the mercy seat. 为什么叫施恩座？ Why is it called the mercy seat? 因为当祭司一年一次入去至圣所，佢撒血喺呢个约柜上高，喺呢个施恩座，神就宽恕百姓嘅罪。Because it's called the mercy seat because once a year when the priest would go into the temple and he'd sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat, then God would forgive the people of their sins.所以这个施恩座代表神的怜悯，神一见到个血就宽恕他。 So the mercy seat represents God's mercy, that with the blood He would forgive their sins. 嗱，如果你睇第六節至到第十節，你見到嗰度講到祭司就是、一年一次就要入到呢個地方係做呢樣嘢。
And if you look in verse 6-10, you will see it's talking about the high priest going into this temple and doing this once a year on the Day of Atonement。
嗰日係叫贖罪日。祭司一年一次入去獻祭，係為百姓嘅罪。
And on the Day of Atonement, the priest would go into the temple, and he would make an offering for the sin of the people.
我想你留意第九節。
I want you to look closely at verse 9.
那頭一層幕帳幕作現金的一個表樣。所獻的禮物和祭物，就著良心說。都不能叫禮拜的人得以完全。
It says in verse 9 so clearly that all of that sacrifice could not make the people pure.
是吧？
我们要明白，我们怎样献祭，怎样牺牲，都不能够使到我们得以完全。
And we need to understand that no matter what we do, from our work, from all that we do, there's nothing that we can do to make us pure.
你说啊，我行善啊，我行善啊，我积埋恩德啊，我是捐钱啊，我是天天去礼拜堂啊，忙弥撒点点，都不可以令到你得以完全。
And you say, no man, I'm going to do good works, I'm going to gain some brownie points, I'm going to give all my money to the poor, I'm going to come to church, I'm going to go to mass every day, God's going to accept me.
不是的，对不住，我们觉得善行和坏行为就是好像一个清平里面，我善行多是补足我的衰格，我的坏行为神就接纳。
We have this concept that, you know, we're like in a balance, and that if my good works outweigh my bad works, then God will accept me.
对不住，你的善行为，你怎样做好人，永远都不够的。
I'm sorry, no matter how good you are, it's never good enough.
只有一样嘢可以解决我哋嘅心嘅污渍、污迹。
There's only one thing that can cleanse and purify our heart.
你睇十一节
，Look at verse 11.
但现在基督已经来到
，But Christ has come.
但現在基督啊，耶穌已經嚟咗，這個但字是很好啊。
Look at it, it says, but. What's it say in English? Is it but or?
But.
That's a very powerful but. But Jesus has come. Christ has come.
Huh?
But.
但基督已經嚟到，這個很重要，這個但是。耶穌嚟咗，即是說教约圣经的献祭没有办法清洁你的心，耶稣基督来到，祂可以清洁你的心。
The Old Testament sacrifice cannot purify your heart, but Jesus came, His sacrifice can purify your heart.
感谢主，耶稣来到，可以改变我们的困惑。
Jesus came, He can change our situation.
耶稣来到呢，祂解决我们的罪。
Jesus came, He can forgive our sin.
耶稣来到呢，祂完全可以将我们成为一个新造的人，一个完全的人。
Jesus came, He can change us into a new creature. He can make us perfect.
当你决定是信耶稣，你入到耶稣里面，你成为一个新造的人。
When you become a Christian, you become a new creature in Christ.
真神来到你的心里面改变你。
That means the living God enters your heart and He changes your life.
耶稣是创造主，耶稣是我们的救赎主，祂入到你的心，你就不用怕。
Jesus is the creator of the world and He's our redeemer, and when He comes into your life, you don't have to be afraid anymore.
我们继续看十二节。
Let's move on to verse 12.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血
乃用自己的血只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
It's not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, and he only went once, and he completed redemption.
好奇妙，耶稣成了永远赎罪的事。Jesus completed eternal redemption. 旧约的献祭做唔到，耶稣一次献祭就做得到。
The Old Testament sacrifice could never do it, but Jesus did it with his one sacrifice.
那好多人问我咧，佢话牧师，耶稣二千年前喺世界上咧，我当时未出世，佢嘅死同我无关。
So many people come to me and they say, Pastor, you know, that was 2,000 years ago. I wasn't born yet. It has nothing to do with me.
另外有啲人话，我哋中国人，耶稣系中东人啊，外国人，同我哋无关。
And other people say, hey, you know, I'm Chinese and he was from the Middle East and has nothing to do with me.
这个经文说耶稣一次死完成永远的救赎。
But here it says that with Jesus' one sacrifice, he fulfilled eternal redemption.
今年初呢，春节，春季的时候呢，有一件事发生在世界上，影响了全世界。
You know, this spring something happened in the world that has influenced the whole world.
Tunisia, 我唔知中文点讲，喺非洲呢就系有个政变。
There was a political change in the country of Tunisia.
系因为一个小贩就系不满意被人罚，俾女人打一巴。跟住走去政府官邸，即係焚燒自己。
Because there was a hawker who didn't like being fined by the lady, a government official who slapped him in his face. So he went in protest in front of the government office and he set himself on fire.
佢死唔到，送入醫院。跟住新聞記者呢就嚟影佢同埋啲政府官員一齊睇到佢。
He didn't die right then. They put him in the hospital. They went on the news and they had all the government officials there having mercy on this guy.
因為佢嗰件事影響到全國嘅人反對政府嘅貪污。
And because of that incident, all of the countrymen got upset and they went in rebellion against the corruption of this country.
是不是历史是这样跟着他死了哇还多人反对政府
and then the guy died and then they got really upset and the whole country came out
于是推翻他的政府 and they got rid of their government 他就成功政变跟着埃及又政变
they succeeded in overcoming the government and then Egypt did the same thing
埃及之後跟住敘利亞而家仲係打緊
and then after Egypt then Syria and Syria is still fighting
跟住利比亞卡德菲上個禮拜捉咗係咪
and then Libya and they killed Gaddafi just last week
但係你知唔知因為呢件事呢激發咗中國發生咩事呢我第一堂講人哋講咗，我而家唔記得，唔係蓮花運動係咩？阿 Jasmine 係中文叫茉莉花運動。
It started the Jasmine movement throughout China。
因為茉莉花運動影響到美國同埋歐洲做咩運動啊？美國華爾街運動，歐洲唔知叫咩運動。
In America, it's now called the Wall Street movement. Everybody's out in protest, even in Hong Kong.
Sitting in front of Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, 甚至香港都是香港匯豐銀行的門口有人在示威，
是因為 Tunisia 一個人死的。 It's all because of somebody died in Tunisia.
好，我問你，耶穌的死跟這個人死有沒有關係？有沒有不同？
So is the death of Jesus any different from this guy in Tunisia?
你看他好好的影響全世界，個個都示威，個個都是有勇氣，哇！我哋有好榜樣。
He's influenced so many people to come out and be an example.
我話你聽，耶穌嘅死完全不同。 I can tell you that the death of Jesus is completely different.
耶稣绝对不是我们的榜样，
是耶稣代替我们死，是耶稣的血赦免我们的罪。
Jesus is not an example for us. Jesus died in your place. Jesus' blood forgives your sin.
几年后没人会记得茉莉花，没人会记得 Tunisia， 但我们一路要记得耶稣。
In a few years from now, nobody's going to remember what happened in Tunisia. Nobody's going to remember the Jasmine Movement, but we'll still remember Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到十三节。Let's go on and look at verse 13.若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人圣圣，身体洁，何况基督藉着永远的灵，将我们无瑕无疵献给神？他的血岂不能更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死行，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Verse 13 and 14， 这个讲明很清楚耶稣的血是怎样不同，是无瑕无疵的血。 Here it tells us so clearly the difference in the blood of Jesus. His blood was pure without blemish. 因为一年一次的赎罪日要找那个无罪羔羊，是要无瑕无疵的。 And one year, every year at the Day of Atonement, they would have to sacrifice a lamb without blemish.
他又要献祭一个的牛的，是无瑕疵的。
And they'd have to offer a red heifer that was without blemish.
因为耶稣是无瑕无疵。为什么耶稣是无瑕无疵呢？
Why is Jesus without blemish?
因为耶稣是100%人，100%神。
Because Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
耶稣来到世界，他是神来到人间。
Jesus is God coming to earth in the flesh.
耶稣就是神来到世界代替你死。
Jesus is God coming to earth to die for you.
但我问你，神有没有罪啊？
Does God have sin?
神是没有罪的。
God does not have sin.
耶稣来到世界呢，我们就来庆祝圣诞节。耶稣是无罪来到世界。耶稣一路在世界上都是没犯过错，没犯过罪。
And so Jesus, we're going to celebrate Christmas very soon. And Jesus came to earth and he is sinless and he did not have any sin.
耶稣一路长大，一路生活都没犯过错。没讲过大话，没讲过任何错误的说话，没瑕疵的。
And Jesus lived his whole life a perfect life. He never sinned, not a single sin.
He never told a lie. He never told anything wrong. 你知不知道人为什么要死？
Do you know why people have to die?
圣经告诉我们，听人死是因为我们犯罪。
The Bible tells us that we die because of sin.
亚当食着禁果，神话佢听你食禁果，你要死。
And when Adam ate the apple, God told Adam, "Well, you eat the apple, you're going to die."
我哋人人都想揾啲方法唔使死 ，and everybody wants to find a way that they don't have to die. 以前毛主席嘅时候，毛主席万岁万岁万万岁，得唔得
？And then under Chairman Mao, we'd say Chairman Mao lived to 10,000 years. Did he live 10,000 years?
唔得噶嘛。
我们有没有人可以去找到不死之药？ Can any of us find a medicine that will keep us from dying?
现在现代科学是寻找着，希望可以人家不用死。
Our modern doctors and medicine scientists, they're looking for ways to keep man to live forever, but they haven't found it.
以前是秦始皇又想找不死的药，
and the old emperor of China, he was looking for medicine that he wouldn't have to die.
He couldn't find it. 嫦娥奔月偷了老公的不死之药，是不是？后羿，后羿，不过 呢个系神话。你上到月亮，揾唔揾到嫦娥喺度啊？And in Chinese mythology, there's this goddess 嫦娥 that stole her husband's eternal life potion and went up to the moon. But you go up to the moon today, you won't find her up there. So I don't think it's true.
人人都要死，你我都要死。Everybody's gonna die. You and I are gonna die. 圣经话我哋听，罪嘅公价乃是死。
The Bible tells us that the penalty for sin is death.
罪嘅公价即是话罪嘅结果，因为你犯罪就要死。
What that means is that because you've sinned, you must die.
好，耶稣冇犯罪，使唔使死？
Jesus never sinned. Does Jesus have to die?
耶稣是百分百神，百分百人，没犯过罪。他没犯罪，他不需要死。
Jesus is 100% God, 100% man. He never sinned. Therefore, he didn't need to die.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣死有原因。
Jesus died for one reason.
耶稣死因为他爱你，他是为你而死。
Jesus died because he loves you and he died for you.
你看十八节至到二十一节。
Look at verse 18 to 21。
在这个十八节至到二十一节是讲紧这个的有个遗书的，是遗嘱的啊。
And here in verse 18 to 21, it's talking about that there is a... Sorry, 我跳了，不是，我读啊。
所以前约也不是不用血立的，因为摩西当日照着律法将各样诫命传给百姓，拿着朱红色绳和牛虱草，把牛犊山羊的血撒在书上，又撒在众百姓身上，说：这血就是神与我们立约的凭据。他们照各样把照样把血撒在帐幕和各样的器皿上。
有少少现代人会觉得核突，将啲血周围撒，但系个血系代表凭据，因为呢个血神与人立约。Maybe in modern day, you know, we look at this, we say, oh, that's kind of yucky, you know, throwing the blood all over the place.
你照睇22節，我希望你記得22節。
I hope that you'll remember verse 22.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
耶稣为什么要死？若不流血，罪不得赦免。
Why did Jesus have to die?
Because if there's no shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins.
如果耶稣没有流出他的血，你和我没机会得救。
If Jesus did not die, if he did not shed his blood, you and I would be dead in our sins today.
一定要流血，一定要流血来洗干净我们的罪。
We have to, Jesus had to shed his blood so that we could be forgiven.
我只是想到一个例子，我觉得这个例子解释得挺好。
I can only think of one example, and I think it kind of illustrates what we're talking about.
有个女仔呢，她很喜欢开快车的，跑车飞来飞去，成个抽牌。
There's a lady, you know, she just loved driving her fast car, and she'd go all over the place speeding, and she'd get tickets.
她不罚款，她不交罚款，于是呢就抄一张又一张又一张又一张，终于呢就拉去法院。
And she never would pay her tickets, so you know, she'd get one after another, and finally she came a sentence, a court order, and she had to go to court.
在法院的时候，那个法官就很嬲的，在那拍晒台，岂有此理，这么多罚款都不交钱。
And the judge was so mad in the court, pounding on his whatever it is he sits behind, and he's saying, you know, what's with you not paying any of your fines?
法官判你罚5000元美金。
And then the judge sends her $5,000 US to pay the fine.
佢就喺度啊，法官大人，我冇钱交嘅，请恕罪。
And she says, Ah, Judge, Honorable Judge, I don't have any money to pay this fine.
法官大人话，冇得倾，成交，罚款。
And the judge was just very mean, hit the gravel on his bench and said, No way, you must pay. You must pay, no way. No.
好，宣判之后，法官起身，剥佢个法官袍，行过去交罚款台，喺银包攞$5,000出嚟，帮佢交罚款。
After he made the sentence, he stood up, took off his robe, walked over to the table to pay the penalty, took out his wallet and paid $5,000.
原来那个女仔是他的女。
Oh, the girl was his daughter.
他在法律上，你犯法，你做错，要罚款，没得倾。你是我的女，你都没得倾，你都要罚。
And so according to the law, you committed a crime, you must be punished, and you must pay the punishment. Even though you're my daughter, you still must pay.
但是因为他是爸爸，他有权起身帮个女交罚款。
But because he's the father, he had the right to stand up and pay the penalty, pay the fine on behalf of his daughter.
你知道耶稣是这样对我们的。
You know, that's what Jesus did for you and for me.
因为我们没办法自己交这个罚款，耶稣帮我们交的。
That's what he did. We could not pay the penalty for our sin ourselves, and so Jesus paid it for us.
耶稣来到世界是帮我们交罚款。
Jesus came to this earth to pay your penalty.
是你犯罪的罚款，耶稣帮你交的。
And Jesus paid the penalty for your sin.
你跟我看这个23节。Look with me at verse 23.
二十三节话，照着天上样式作物的作的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净；但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。因为基督并不是进入了人手所造的圣所，乃是进入天堂，如今为我们显在神面前。
Verse 23 and 24 tells us so clearly that Jesus entered into heaven, not into the tabernacle made by hands, but into the holy tabernacle. 耶稣是帮我们罚款，他帮我们献上。25节、26节都是这样说。
Continue on in verse 25 and 26.
也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
Verse 25 and 26 is powerful. Jesus only offered himself one time, and that was enough.
你知道耶稣献上自己一次就够了，他不需要献多次。
You know, Jesus offered himself one time on the cross, and it was enough. He didn't have to keep making sacrifice over and over and over again.
他一次的献祭除掉罪恶。
His one sacrifice eliminated sin.
2000年前耶稣钉十字架与我有什么关系？
2000 years ago Jesus died on the cross. What does that have to do with me?
因为2000年前耶稣一次的献祭是为你除掉你的罪。
Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus died to forgive you and to eliminate your sins.
因为耶稣的血是宝贵的血，是神圣的血。
Because the blood of Christ is pure blood, it's holy blood.
只有耶稣可以做到这样的。其实我们有没有罪呢？
Do we have sin?
你说有没有罪呢？好多人说人之初性本善。
So many people say, No, I don't have sin. You know, I was born innocent.
你有没有说大话？有没有发脾气？有没有激气？有没有
鹹濕思想。Have you ever lost your temper? Have you ever gotten mad? Have you ever been angry and jealous? Have you ever had lust in your heart? 有冇試過貪心驕傲？ How about greed and pride? 有冇試過咧就有啲沉溺嘅行為，係賭博，係毒品？ How about some bad habits you can't break, like gambling, drugs? 神嚟到為幫我哋除掉罪惡。Jesus came to eliminate our sins. Jesus came to set us free. 一次為我哋而死，唔需要多次。Jesus died for us once. 但我哋差唔多完，仲有兩節就完啦。你睇廿七節。We're almost finished, but I want to look at the last two verses. In verse 27, 按着定命，人人都有一死。死後且有審判。在這個的上下文理，作者的意思，耶穌死一次，人人都死一次，耶穌不需要死多次。 In the context of this passage, what the author is saying is that Jesus died once, people die once, Jesus didn't have to die more than once, so he died once, everybody dies once. 這個就是上下文理的意思。That's what the context is talking about. 但是同樣有另外兩個意思在這裡，我們要明白。But even though the context is saying that, there's two other meanings here. 第二個意思就是人人有一死，死後有審判。The first meaning is that everybody's going to die, that includes you, and after you die, there's judgment. 即是說耶穌的死和我有什麼關係？你信耶穌，你一定要死，但你死之後你會審判。 You say, okay, Jesus' death, what does it have to do with me? Well, I'm going to die even if I believe in Jesus, but after I die, there is judgment. 你審判你會去哪裡？去天堂還是去地獄？ It's a judgment day. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. 聖經說有審判，即是說我們死後還有生命。 The Bible says that there is judgment. That means that after deathThere is still life. There is life after death. 很多人覺得即係四塊半釘蓋係咁先啊。So many people that, you know, you just put them in the grave and cover it up and it's finished. 唔係嘅。有人話魚燈熄滅。Some people say it's like blowing out a candle and your life is done, it's gone. 唔係嘅。死後且有生命，係要審判。After death, there is judgment. There is still life. 但係你審判你會去邊？But when you go to judgment, where are you going to go? 如果你信耶稣，耶稣赦免你的罪，宽恕你的罪，你可以去天堂。If you believe in Jesus, you have him forgive your sins, you can go to heaven. 如果不是，要去地狱，地狱是一个痛苦的地方。If not, you go to hell, and hell is a terrible place. 神就不要任何人去地狱，所以他派耶稣来教我们。And Jesus doesn't want anybody to go to hell. That's why he sent Jesus here. That's why God sent Jesus here to forgive us of our sins. 有另一個意義喺度嘅。There's another meaning in this verse. 人人有一死，即係冇兩死。Everybody's going to say once. Everyone's going to die once, not twice. 即是話，按照聖經嘅，冇輪迴投胎。That means according to the Bible, there is no such thing as reincarnation. 如果輪迴投胎，你是有前生、再前生、幾百前生的，又做乜做乜做乜，按照聖經冇的。那你死一次又生又死又生又死又生又死，哇，你無限次死。According to reincarnation, you know, in your past life, in your previous past lives, in your thousands of past lives, you know, you're born and you die, you're born and you die, you're born and you die, and so it keeps going on. 聖經話人人有一死，死後且有審判。The Bible says there's only one death after that judgment. 即是話你只有一次機會，可能今日係你嘅機會。That means you only have one opportunity, and maybe today is that opportunity. 因為你唔把握呢個機會，可能會冇咗啦。Because if you don't take advantage of this opportunity, maybe it will pass away. 耶穌為你死，耶穌為你流血， 如果你信耶稣，你可以有永生。
Jesus died for you. He shed his blood for you. And if you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
睇最后一节。
Look at the very last verse.
28节。
Verse 28.
像这样基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
耶稣担当我们的罪。
Jesus bear our sins.
耶稣担当我们的罪。
耶稣来过第一次，他会再回来。
Jesus came once, but he's going to come again.
他第一次来是担当我们的罪，第二次来是要审判世界。
Jesus came the first time to bear our sins. The second time he's coming to judge the world.
但耶稣担当我们的罪，你知不知道什么叫担当我们的罪？
But Jesus came to bear our sins. You know what it means to bear your sin.
我用这个例子，我们很多事是担，是一个很大的重担，是背在背脊。
We can use this example so often. You know, we carry heavy loads on our shoulders.
我去年去了云南很落后的地方，见到的人呢用啲篮在背后呢孭好重的压力。
Last year I went to Yunnan province and I saw in the very poor rural areas people with these huge burdens on their backs.
佢有细路仔呢又孭一个好。按小孩子很大的，不按大人是小的。
And then the children, they had this big thing. It was big for them, but it would be small for us.
跟住女人有一个大的，男人有一个更大的。
And then the ladies would have a bigger one, and the men would have a huge one.
跟住堆到呢就更高过个手的，还有这么高的，很重的压力。
And then they'd fill it just so full, you know, you couldn't even reach the top with your hands.
我想比我孭，我孭不起。
I think if I was to put that on my shoulder, I couldn't carry it.
但你知不知道我们孭着这重担你看不到。
But you know, each of you is carrying burdens that you can't see.
可能你孭着你的罪的。
Maybe you're carrying your sin around with you.
可能你因为你犯罪的内疚。
Maybe you're carrying the guilt from your sin around with you.
是那个压力的越扯越重。
And all that sin is getting, it's carrying you down, weighting you down.
好多人因为澳门的赌钱的，即系翻到屋企眼湿湿头耷耷。
And so many people in Macau because they gamble, you know, they come home and their heads down and bowed and they don't want to look at anybody in the eye, you know.
因为我哋嘅罪压住我哋心重的
because our sin weighs us down.
耶稣担当你嘅罪，担当你嘅重担。
Jesus wants to carry your burden.
当你信耶稣、接受耶稣的时候，你将你的重担交给耶稣。
When you believe in Jesus, you take this burden and you give it to him. He takes it away.
耶稣除掉罪的。
He takes it away.
耶稣为我们担起我们的背负我们的重担。
And Jesus says, bears our burden for us. He takes it away and he gives you peace.
耶稣死十字架上有两件事发生，很重要。一，他代替你担起你的罪。
The first is he substituted for you and he bore your burden for you.
第二呢，耶稣将他的公义、他的赦免、他的平安赐给你。
And the second is that Jesus gave you his righteousness, his forgiveness, and his peace. He gives that to you.
所以你将你的重担给耶稣，耶稣将他的公义、赦免、平安给你。
So you give your burden of sin to Jesus, and he gives you righteousness, peace, and forgiveness.
这个交换很好，是不是？是免费交换。如果你看以赛亚书53章第四节至到第六节，
If you look in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 to 6, you will see what it says.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤， 因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都与羊走迷，各人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。弟兄姊妹，这个讲耶稣钉十字架，担当你的忧患，背负你的重责罪。This is talking about Jesus on the cross, taking your sins and your burden upon him. 好，我们今天这章里面看完的，耶稣的血洗净我们的罪。We've looked at this whole chapter, the blood of Jesus forgives our sins. 我们看到耶稣赎我们的罪，耶稣除掉我们的罪，耶稣担当我们的罪。We saw that Jesus is the redeemer of our sins. Jesus takes away our sins. Jesus bore our sins for us. 现在最后最重要的就是你要耶稣成为你的救主吗？你要耶稣担起你的罪吗？ Now the most important thing is, do you want Jesus to forgive your sins? Do you want Jesus to take away your sins? Do you want Jesus to be your redeemer? 可能今天你在这里已经信耶稣，可能你已经是得到耶稣的宽恕。 Maybe you're a Christian here today, you've already received the forgiveness of God. 但我们很多事都会犯错误。 But so often we do commit sins.很多时候我们都会是不小心软弱跌低，我们需要再次求神宽恕。 So often we do make mistakes and we have to call out to God and say, Lord, please forgive me anew. Please forgive me anew. 求耶稣的保护再次洁净我们的心，再次洗在我们的心里面。 And we ask Jesus to once again forgive us and cleanse our heart. 但或者你今天是未曾信耶稣，或者你未曾打开个心求耶稣宽恕你。But maybe today you've never made a commitment to Jesus, and maybe you've never asked Jesus to forgive your sins. 今天是机会，你可以靠耶稣说，耶稣，我想你宽恕我，我想你的宝血洗干净我的心。And maybe today you can call out to Jesus and say, Lord, I ask that you would today come and cleanse my heart, forgive my sins. 我想你做我教主，我将我心门打开给你。And I want to open my heart to you. I want you to be my Savior this morning. 我一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，感谢你。我们今天看这个经文，看到神你因为爱我们的缘故，派耶稣基督来担当我们的罪，赎我们的罪，赦免我们的罪，除掉我们的罪，给我们有新的生命。是只有耶稣基督的宝血可以做到这件事，因为耶稣你进入至圣所，你是天上的，不是地上的，那个你是为我们献上最好的祭。耶稣，我们感谢你愿意为我们做这么多事。我们继续低头，我现在就问大家，有没有人未曾信耶稣，但是今天说我要决定信耶稣。 As we all have our heads bowed in a prayer, I would like to ask this morning, maybe there's somebody here this morning who has never asked Jesus to come into their heart and to forgive their sin. I would like to give that invitation this morning. 如果你是觉得你想耶稣来宽恕你、赦免你，有耶稣的宝血洁净你的心，我请你举手。If you want Jesus to come into your life this morning to forgive you, to cleanse you, to give you a new life, I'd ask that you raise your hand this morning. 有没有人说，我想耶稣宽恕我，我想耶稣入我心里面赦免我的罪。 Is there anyone here this morning that says, I want Jesus to forgive me today? 见到海放低，见到海放低，见到海放低。Few have raised their hands. Anybody else?见到后边见到，再有冇人话我想耶稣洁净我心，赦免我嘅罪 ？Is there anybody else that wants to say Jesus, would you come into my heart today？ 见到，见到，见到，感谢主。如果你头先举手，或者你有呢个心可以跟我祷告 ，If you raised your hand, you can follow me in this Chinese prayer.亲爱主耶稣，我承认我是一个罪人， 我需要耶稣的宽恕，我相信耶稣为我死在十字架上，我相信耶稣的宝血可以洁净我心。我现在求耶稣你进入我心里面，赦免我的心，赦免我的罪，洁净我心，给我一个新的生命。我做过错事，求神宽恕。我将我生命交托给耶稣你，多谢耶稣你听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。如果你刚才跟我这样祈祷，圣经说你就是用信心，用心里面相信，考虑承认，你就必得救。如果你是诚心求耶稣宽恕赦免你，圣经说你就是基督徒。 If you followed along in that prayer, then the Bible says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. And if you sincerely prayed that prayer with me, the Bible says that you are saved. 我们愿神祝福你。如果你有兴趣，完了之后可以再谈一点，时间可以默祷之后散会。